Although Massachusetts has some of the toughest gun control laws in the country, gun safety advocates want to make them even stricter. In the wake of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida in February, Massachusetts is among a number of states considering so-called red flag bills. If approved, the law here would let a court temporarily prohibit someone from possessing or buying a gun if they're judged to be a risk to themselves or someone else. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports on how the debate is playing out.
The NRA fiercely opposes red flag bills, and nobody knows this better than Marjorie Decker, a state rep from Cambridge who endured weeks of online harassment, including death threats, after filing a red flag bill.
It was a horrible experience, and I had to involve my local police and the state police, and it has not silenced me. It's actually just made me a far more committed legislator and understanding the challenges to better gun ownership laws.
Decker blames the NRA and its local affiliate, the Gun Owners Action League, for instigating the harassment. But the group denies it, and Decker is pressing on, as she has been since first filing the bill a year and a half ago. On a recent evening in Cambridge, she spoke to her constituents about her bill, which would give family members and law enforcement the ability to go to a court and request an extreme risk protective order. Think of it as a kind of preemptive action.
This law is going to empower families who believe that someone in their home might hurt themselves or hurt someone else to go directly to a judge and seek an order that would quickly remove guns and ammunition and the license to carry. It really is about keeping people safe.
John Rosenthal is with Stop Handgun Violence.
And it's being passed in red states, so it's just another tool to help continue to make Massachusetts the state with the lowest gun death rate in the nation, by giving families the tools to save their loved ones and themselves.
After the Parkland massacre, Florida became the sixth state to pass a red flag law. And just this week, Maryland became the seventh, while more than 20 other states are considering similar bills, alarming Second Amendment advocates.
It's a complete and total stripping away of constitutional rights.
This is Michael Hammond, legislative counsel with Gun Owners of America. He says red flag laws are nothing more than gun confiscation laws.
We're very concerned that some very conservative states somehow think that sending SWAT teams to people's homes as a result of a COFCAS procedure is somehow a consensus proposal.
There's opposition on Beacon Hill as well. Joseph McKenna, a Republican from Webster, is less worried about SWAT teams, but he is opposed to taking guns out of the hands of people with mental health issues.
I don't think that's very fair to the mental health community.
McKenna is drafting his own bill, backed by the NRA, that would set up a suicide prevention hotline rather than encourage court orders to confiscate guns.
I see them as a mechanism that very unfortunately uses someone who's struggling from mental health as a reason to start to go after guns alone. They don't provide services and they don't deal with the underlying issues.
Supporters of red flag laws, like John Rosenthal of Stop Handgun Violence, say the gun lobby is using mental health as a ploy to shift the conversation away from guns.
Look, every country has mentally ill people. We just happen to be the only country that arms them with easily concealed handguns and large capacity ammunition magazines capable of mass shooting. The common denominator in shootings is the firearm.
But do these laws work? One of the few studies on this comes from Duke University professor Jeffrey Swanson, who looked at Connecticut, the first state to enact a red flag law back in 1999.
I think extreme risk protection orders do reduce gun deaths.
Swanson points out that most gun deaths are suicides. His study looked at hundreds of gun seizures under the Connecticut law and estimates that for every 10 to 20 weapons taken, one suicide was prevented. He says this backs up the idea that someone at risk of hurting themselves or others should not have a gun.
People agree with that. Gun owners agree with that. People across the political spectrum, people in the Second Amendment community have been saying for years, guns don't kill people, people kill people. Well, this is a law that's about trying to figure out who those people are.
The Massachusetts effort to enact a red flag law, State Rep. Marjorie Decker's bill, is expected to get a vote in the House early next month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.